Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. I like to, with these Let's Talk talks, to start from something God has shown me from His Word the previous week. I want it to be fresh. I want it to be something happening currently in my life. And today, it's less starting from a passage of Scripture, but just a pattern I seem to be observing. Just watched a long YouTube video on a very influential pastor, very well known, who is increasingly downplaying the importance of Scripture in the life of the believer. And there are global movements everywhere, movements in our context, that seem to be emphasizing certain aspects of a Christian's life over and against the importance of Scripture and knowing God from His Word. And I think the Bible gives us a clear warning for this as Christians, as believers. This is 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, which say, "For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths." Oh, my first thought when reading a passage like this is, well, that's always been the case. There's always been movements that are anti-gospel, that are, you know, at best away from Scripture, you know, at worst are against, flying in the face of what God clearly teaches us in His Word. So if Paul is telling us here, there's a time coming when it's going to get worse, when there's going to be more of this, more egregious, more frequent, where people do not want to listen to the truth and are running off and gathering around teachers that tell them what they want to hear, a more appealing version of faith or a more appealing version of how to live your life. So we are warned that this is coming. What is our defense against A, being influenced by this, B, being prepared for it so that we know how to talk to people? There's going to be a time when people don't want to listen to the truth. How do we combat them? Well, this is what Paul says earlier. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with complete patience and teaching. What are we teaching? We're teaching the word. Go back to the chapter before, 2 Timothy 3:16. I'm sure you all know this passage. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. What is our defense against the winds and waves of doctrine and teaching and views that people will hold? You know, hey, you've always heard it said this, but what about this? Well, do we say, that's fine for you, I'm just going to believe that? Well, now we're not talking, we're not dealing in truth anymore. We're dealing in opinion. We're dealing in fancy, in preference, in what seems most appealing to me at the moment. It's a matter of taste, not a matter of objective truth. We want to be people who follow after the truth. And Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen to that. How do we know who Jesus is and what He wants from us? We know it from His Word that He has given to us. Jesus placed a high importance, a high view of Scripture as He taught on earth. He was quoting Scripture all the time. And He said the things He did were in accordance with the Scripture, to fulfill the Scriptures. Everyone in the New Testament quotes Old Testament Scriptures all the time. And even in our Bibles, we have Peter referring to some of Paul's writings as Scriptures already. So, even in the life of the disciples and the apostles, we see recognition that there is a New Testament Scripture being compiled, being written through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And we are meant to hold these in high regard. God, Jesus, the gospel is the foundation of our faith. But we know it, we live it out, we appreciate why it needed to happen this way, and how we respond to it from the Word of God. A time is coming when people will gather around them teachers that tell them what they want to hear. And we don't want to combat that by saying, yeah, but this is what we want to hear. No, we combat that with, thus says the Lord in His Word. It is our anchor to follow after God in wisdom in the shifting sands of a world that does not value truth. We want to know truth, and we want to communicate that truth with grace and love to the glory of God in the building up of His church. So, Lord, we thank You for Your word. We thank You that it is Spirit-inspired, Spirit-written, is powerful in the life of the believer, that it accomplishes the purpose that You send it out for, and helps us to grow, to be more Christ-like, to be more loving, to be more bold in following after You. So, Lord, help us to avail ourselves of our access to the Bible. God, as we know, there's people all over the world that don't, that barely have or don't have one translation of the Bible. And we've got, I don't even know how many. So, Lord, we thank You for the access to Your word. May we dive in to know You more and to serve You better. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.